117 years ago, an ambitious young man from Belgium set off for Paris in search of fame and fortune. He didn't do too well in the fortune department, but fared a bit better with regard to fame. His name is still a part of our language today. You'll hear exactly how and why on this edition of Word Detective, prepared as an educational service of the station in cooperation with the Underwood Corporation. For more than 60 years, a leader in the field of typewriters and business machines. He was the son of an inventor and set off for Paris in the year 1842, with ambitions of being an inventor himself. He worked out plans for a new invention in his father's workshop in Brussels. All he had to do now, he reasoned, was finish this invention, patent it, sell it to the French army, and voila, his fortune would be made. He finished his invention on schedule, had it patented, demonstrated it to General de Rumini, aide-de-camp of King Louis-Philippe, and won the general's recommendation that it be adopted officially by the French army. Then came the problems. No military appropriations debate in Congress ever stirred up more controversy than did this suggestion of the general's that present army equipment be scrapped and replaced by that provided by the young inventor from Belgium. Military men ranted, editorial writers raved, and finally it was decided to arrange a special competition utilizing old equipment and new. When this test was over, the Committee of Impartial Judges issued a unanimous decision. The models of the Belgian inventor were much superior to any currently in use. And so the ambitious young inventor from Belgium signed his name to a contract giving him exclusive right to the manufacture of his invention for soldiers of the French army. Within a very few years, the invention was adopted by the armed forces of Great Britain, too, and then in the United States. Now, surrounded by such 20th century developments as radar, jet engines, and guided missiles, this invention, patented in Paris in 1846, is still on hand in army supply depots, and still, of course, in our dictionaries. I'll type the word out for you right now on my Underwood typewriter, the only typewriter with the golden touch. The invention of the young man from Brussels was the saxophone, named for its inventor, Adolphe Sax. We think of the saxophone primarily as a dance band instrument, but its inventor conceived it originally as an exciting new tonal addition for military marching bands. Young Adolphe Sax was handy with his hands and had a talent for invention, but unfortunately was not a very good businessman. He never did make the fortune he dreamed of, but there were other compensations. By the time Adolphe Sax died in the 1890s, his invention was one of the most popular instruments of the musical scene, which it still is. Don't go away now. I'll be back in a moment